The year was 1994, and I was active on the Tennessee political scene as a young and brazenly naive politico and political science professor. It was a big year in state politics, as we had had a sitting vice president who had just 2 years prior been our junior U.S. senator, leaving his Senate seat up for grabs. Governor Ned McWhirter was term limited, and the next tenant at the governor's residence was yet to be determined. And Democratic Senator Jim Sasser, who had visions of becoming Senate Majority Leader after George Mitchell, was up for re-election for his fourth term. The odds-on favorite for Sasser's rival was East Tennessee Republican Bob Corker. Corker's opponent was an unknown, untested heart and lung transplant surgeon named Dr. Bill Frist. All the money was on Corker, who was viewed as a more credible candidate to defeat Sasser. Even I fell into that trap. But on August 4th, 1994, Dr. Frist won his party's nomination and went on to defeat Sasser with the oft-repeated mantra about Sasser's long term in the Senate, 18 years is long enough. Politics, I determined, was an unpredictable sport. But there were more proverbial rabbits in proverbial hats yet to be pulled out by proverbial magicians. In 1998, the odds-on favorite for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate seat in Illinois was State Comptroller Lolita Didrikson. Her opponent was a man which most of us had never heard of, Peter Fitzgerald. We were all stunned that March primary night when Fitzgerald defeated her, in spite of her name recognition and support from the state GOP establishment. Fitzgerald went on to win that seat by defeating incumbent Senator Carol Mosley Braun quite handily. Just 3 years ago, Kentucky Secretary of State Trey Grayson was heavily favored to capture the Republican nomination for the Senate, but was upset by a win by a lesser-known ophthalmologist named Rand Paul. And the rest, as we would say, is history. And so, we revisit that same scenario again. Matt Bevin has gotten a lot of attention and support from various Tea Party groups in challenging Republican leader Mitch McConnell. And given the right's angst about the recent compromise reached over the debt ceiling and reopening of the government, Bevin has picked up money and support. Put simply, don't count him out as a political force. He has momentum and history on his side.